Carrie Evelyn Harris is the progressive Democrat challenging three-term incumbent Tom Carper in Delaware's U.S. Senate primary next week. She's hoping to catch lightning in a bottle and topple a politician with 13 statewide electoral wins, the most in Delaware history. And today, Harris was joined on the campaign trail by a fledgling New York City politician who's already ousted an incumbent. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's appearance with Harris.
Ocasio-Cortez became an overnight sensation June 26th by trouncing a three-term incumbent in the Democratic primary to represent parts of Queens and the Bronx in Congress. Harris helped her in that race, so the New Yorker returned the favor by stumping for Harris at the University of Delaware and a Wilmington Community Center.
Carrie was there. She had my back, and I'm here to have hers, because that's how the progressive movement really works.
Both support a $15 minimum wage, Medicare for all, and reforming the criminal justice and immigration systems. Ocasio-Cortez, a Democratic socialist, says progressives must unite citizens to make the government serve people's true needs.
When we build coalitions, when we break down barriers, and we show the importance of not just championing our own values, but championing the values of our neighbors, we can create an unstoppable force in our politics, and we can transform not just the Democratic Party, but really the United States of America.
Harris urged the 300 listeners at UD to research candidates.
Look at voting records. Did it serve you, your family, and your community the way that they were supposed to? Vote your conscience, not what other people are telling you. Change can come, but only if you choose it.
Senator Carper told WHYY this week that he always campaigns like he's 20 points behind, even as he tends to business in Washington. He said polls are encouraging and even alluded to working with Ocasio-Cortez in Congress.
I don't know her. I'm told she's a very impressive young woman, and so hopefully I'll get to meet her somewhere along the line.
Primary voting is this Thursday. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.